and has this case, this booby trap case, led to, inspired any other similar instances of citizens, store owners fighting back against burglars?
I don't know if it directly inspired them, but it may have been a coincidence. But in the following week, there were another five incidents in which citizens, if you will, turned the tables on assailants. In fact, these all six incidents left four people dead, four alleged criminals dead, and two others wounded in the hospital.
Is there anything about Dade County that is making it a particularly bloodthirsty place at the moment? I mean, is crime really on the increase in Dade County?
I believe the situation is we have a city here that's grown a lot in the last few years.
In what way? What's been the source of the growth?
Immigration for the most part, and a lot of people coming in from Cuba, Cuban refugees, a lot of Haitian refugees, and from all over Latin America. What's interesting about the Rashid case in this context is that, as Mr. Rashid has pointed out himself, although he is a black businessman operating in a black area, his support has come from all groups, Hispanic, white, and black.
Andres, do you carry around a gun when you're doing your reporting?
I don't, but I know some reporters that do.
Andres Viglucci is a reporter for the Miami Herald.